Mr. Bourtis, thank you for joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Can you give me an overview of the breakthrough your team has had concerning the tsetse fly?
Sure. Tsetse flies are the sole vectors of African trypanosomes to humans and animals in sub-Saharan Africa. They are also known for their unique biology. So genes determine the functions, the biological and genetic properties of a species, how the species reproduces, how males and females behave during mating. So by having a good knowledge of the biology and genetics of a species, then we can determine how we can attack the species. We managed to decipher the genetic code of a representative species of tsetse fly, and by doing so, we gain greater knowledge of their biology and genetics. And we are able to accelerate research on tsetse control methods and help scientists develop new and complementary strategies in order to reduce the use of costly drugs and insecticides.
What problems are caused by the tsetse fly?
Tsetse flies transmit African trypanosomes to humans, causing sleeping sickness, and to livestock, causing nagana throughout sub-Saharan Africa. Current estimates indicate that about 70 million people are at risk of infection. In addition, rearing livestock in endemic areas is difficult or impossible and results in economic loss in agricultural output of several billion US dollars per year. In some cases, infections are fatal if untreated, but tools for disease control are limited because it has not been possible to develop vaccines, and current drug treatments result in most cases in side effects, with growing reports of drug resistance.
How will this breakthrough assist areas affected by the tsetse fly?
It took almost 10 years since the establishment of the International Glossina Genome Initiative. It evolved, you know, more than 100 different scientists with different expertise from four continents, from Africa, from Europe, from Asia, and America. And the joint FAO IAEA division is currently supporting 14 African nations in their efforts to tackle the trypanosomiasis problem by controlling tsetse fly populations by integrating the sterile insect technique with other control methods. What we believe is that we can reduce tsetse populations by integrating sterile male releases and other control methods. This is the only effective and sustainable method for disease control.
Mr. Bourtis, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.